Well, the gentleman that has the pots and the pans, and on occasion he even brings in a few treats. But Gavin Foreman, good morning. You've bought no food today. What's happening?
You haven't earned it yet.
Haven't earned the food yet.
You've got to work up to that.
Oh, so I've got to get my wallet out and pay for some food at lunchtime, perhaps.
That's it. That's today, anyway. Today. We'll see how we go today.
Yeah, because last week you had some cheeses in, and I wasn't allowed to eat any of those either, so.
Oh, you'd have to talk to Mr. Sargent.
Ah, fair enough, fair enough. The containers are still here. There's just no food in them. Do you want to talk this morning about everyone's got one dish that is their signature dish, isn't it?
The one-pot wonder. Yeah. So it's that time of the week where you go, there's no money left. What have we got in the fridge? And break it down. Onions, garlic, chicken, anything you can find. In it goes. Feeds the family.
Oh, I was thinking more cheese on toast, but that's just me.
Cheese on toast? A compliment. We can have it as a side dish, cheese on toast.
Okay. So what are some of the big one-pot wonder type dishes that you can recall from having to be there and done that?
Oh, the one I love is the chicken one. And now I can afford to put olives in it. Back then I couldn't. But we have just onions, garlic, chicken, chili, and a bit of pasta, sauces. Oh. It's just, you know, it brings it up and it's getting cooler, so it's the time of the year for them.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that, can you?
No, you can do beef stroganoff and all these type of things that are just in the one pot.
I think I'm a little bit less sophisticated than that, because you mentioned olives, and I'm not into olives, I'm really sorry.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
Have you tried them all? There's a lot of different olives.
Oh, so you might have got me on a technicality there.
Oh, I can see myself bringing in containers of olives next week. We force you to eat them on air.
Lock the door so you can't come in. I said less sophisticated. Mine is just boiling up some pasta and throwing vegetables in there. So I know that's not exactly, you know, high class or anything, but that's my one pot.
It depends what the vegetables are. They could be broccolini and snow peas, and it could be very sophisticated.
Certainly snow peas. Big fan of those.
Snow peas, mm-hmm. Little white wine, little cream, in with your vegetables, your pasta. Beautiful.
I think I'll have to get you around to sort of, you know, spice up my
surprise chef in your pantry.
open up the door of the pantry. Boom, there's Gavin there.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, particularly if at breakfast time you wake up in the morning and boom, there you are.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, well, here, have some olives.
Yeah, eat this before you get your Vegemite on toast.
Oh, so I don't do Vegemite either.
No, neither do I, so that's a good thing. But I'm a non-Australian.
Well, it's a fair call.
See, I'm a dirty immigrant. You're just a turncoat.
Yeah, and tomato sauce is something I don't do either as well. And I get bashed over the head for those two things all the time.
Do you do barbecue?
Yes.
Worcestershire?
On occasion, but definitely barbecue.
Okay. Mm. Sweetness, is it the sugar?
In the tomato sauce?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never liked it. And I always thought that it was, you didn't like it as a kid, so maybe you're just carrying on a bit. Until one day somebody actually put tomato sauce completely by accident on a hamburger for me. And unbeknown to me, in I've gone. Ooh, I don't like this.
Do you eat tomatoes?
Yes. Love tomato. Love tomato paste.
You are a strange kettle of fish, aren't you?
You'll get used to it, right? You'll get used to it.
So it's funny because a lot of kids will eat tomato sauce but won't eat tomatoes.
I have a niece and she will just eat, if you put that tomato sauce on the side of the plate, she'll just eat the tomato sauce and not anything else.
Yeah, I've seen kids suck it out of the bottle.
Yeah, you've been to my house, haven't you?
But even the tomato sauce is something you could use in your one pot, it gives it a sweetness, it gives it a texture, it also thickens your sauce. But the one we have up on the web is the chicken and olives and chili that I did at the weekend.
You know what? I will make a promise to you. I will investigate that and I will make sure I have it, and I'll come back to you next time you join us.
Beautiful.
Olives and all. That's our celebrity chef, Gavin Foreman. I think you'll get used to us as we go on over the next few weeks, won't you? You'll be right.
I'll be in.
He'll be in. Thanks, Gavin. It's 18 to midday at 2 on your RFM.